Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
It's 8:49, and Jay Pierce here sitting in for Dave Dickey on the pre-opening market report today. Dave, a bit under the weather. We wish him speedy recovery today. U.S. industrial production dropped by a bigger-than-expected 1.8% in January. The Federal Reserve data show... And that is hurt by a steep drop in auto production as vehicle sales have slumped. Deere & Company says its fiscal first quarter earnings slid 45%. Higher raw material costs, the global economic slowdown, and currency fluctuations are cited there. The Moline-based company that makes agricultural equipment also cut its 2009 forecast and suspended quarterly profit forecasts, citing uncertainty in the world economy. Goodyear, the tire and rubber company, biggest in America, plans to cut 5,000 jobs this year after posting a fourth-quarter loss of $330 million and a 21% decline in sales. Comcast, the nation's largest cable TV provider, says its fourth-quarter earnings fell 32% in the fourth quarter. News received this morning, construction of new homes plunged to a record low in January in all parts of the country, showing big declines in building activity. The Commerce Department says construction of new homes and apartments dropped 16.8% last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 466,000 units. That was well below the 530,000 that economists had expected. Applications, meanwhile, for U.S. home mortgages soared last week as fixed mortgage rates dropped below the key 5% level to 4.99%. The increase being attributed by the Mortgage Bankers Association to mainly refinancing of mortgages. Benchmark oil prices languished around $35 a barrel yesterday as further signs of the U.S. recession is deepening, spurred market concerns over crude demand. This morning, as we take a look at the Dow Industrial Average, we see it's pointed in the upward direction, up 7.89 right now at 75.60.49, the NASDAQ up 2.89, and the S&P 500 currently up 1.5.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
We'll take a look at how the commodity markets fared in overnight trading in just a few minutes and then talk things over with an analyst from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. But first, it's agricultural weather, and here's Mike Sola.
Well, Jay, I was trying to figure out why you had that seed head on this morning, and now I know. And agricultural weather, we'll start out in South America. No major rainfall in the major grain or oil seed production areas of Argentina, and none expected today, but there will be a chance for some precipitation. Rain could start up as early as tomorrow night and last into the early portion of the weekend, where almost all, 85 to 90% of Argentina, will get some rain. Amounts expected to range between a quarter and all the way up to an inch in the southwest, a half to an inch and a half, with local totals up to 2 inches in the remainder of the summer crop area. Does look like a drier weather bias will start to move back into the area for the early days of March, and then more generalized rain is due in the area. And looking at the overall situation, it looks like most areas in central Argentina will see favorable crop conditions, reinforced with timely rainfall and return to more seasonable temperatures. The drier bias of next week's forecast maps do indicate that some moisture stress will return to southwestern portions of the nation, but it does look like if we do pick up the rain expected in early March, that should not cause a significant problem. As far as Brazil, scattered showers of light intensity occurred yesterday from Paraná to Mato Grosso and southern Goiás. Some rainfall amounts did reach just over a half inch through midnight this morning. A few random showers also occurred elsewhere, but precipitation totals were generally under a quarter inch. Brazil, it does look like rain will impact most of the nation at one time or another, with southern and central areas probably seeing the highest frequency and some of the greatest amounts over the next week to 10 days. Northeastern crop areas probably seeing the least amount of rainfall, but they do have sufficient amounts in store to occur that should maintain a favorable outlook for plant development. Now back to the U.S., where colder air is pushing back into the snow or to the corn and soybean belt. Yeah, it's been the snow belt as well. Snow did fall from southeastern Minnesota into central Wisconsin, up to 4 inches of accumulation. Scattered showers also brought rain into southeastern Iowa, and the leading edge of that precipitation is now working its way across northern Indiana. Heaviest rainfall across north central Indiana and in the Chicago area down to the northern portion of Iroquois County. And it does look like more scattered showers will push through. And then we switch over to a little bit of light snow, but not much in the way of precipitation is expected until another storm system will bring light snow to parts of the western Corn Belt Friday. Organized snow expected in the eastern Corn Belt into Saturday. That does look like eastern Illinois across Indiana and Ohio expecting the greatest amounts, anywhere between 1 to 5 inches and locally higher totals. A few days of quiet weather will follow that, and then light and mostly insignificant rain and snow will affect a small portion of the Midwest starting Sunday through the early portion of next week. The U.S. Delta and the Southeast, light rain did fall in the northern Delta into northern Alabama yesterday. Expected rainfall is will benefit some locations from northern Florida and into southern Georgia. Southern Carolina, soil conditions remain a little too dry, and they do need the rainfall there. And it does look like they will start to go towards a drier bias after picking up the rainfall early in the middle of this week. In the plains, much colder weather is returning to the northern portion. In contrast, dry, breezy conditions across the southern plains maintaining stress on pastures and winter grains. Southern plains, gusty winds also resulting in some blowing dust and enhanced threat of wildfires. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Zola.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Well, in the overnight trade, March wheat in Kansas City had an opening price of 551 and three quarters, up one on the open, down four and a quarter on the last trade. May at 560 on the open was up one, down four in the last trade. The spring wheat for March at 619 was down a half on the open, down one and a half on the last trade. And for May at 604 was up one and three quarters on the open, down three and a half on the last trade. March wheat in Chicago opened at 516 and a quarter, up three quarters, down four and three quarters in the last trade. May opened at 527 and a half, down a half on the open, down four and three quarters on the last trade. July opened at 540 and a half. That was up a quarter on the open and down four and a quarter on the last trade. September 561, down three and down four. And December 09, opened at 586, up three quarters on the open, down four and a quarter on the last trade. March corn opened at 349, down a quarter, down one on the last trade. May 358, down one on the open, down one and a quarter on the last trade. July at 368, and that was down three quarters on the open, down one and a half in the last trade. September 378, down a half and down three quarters. And December 09 at 389, down one and a quarter on the open, down one and a half in the last trade. March soybeans opened at 902, down one and down four. May at 903, down one and a half on the open, down six and a half on the last trade. July at 906 and a quarter, down one and three quarters and down five. August at 899. Up a half on the open, last traded down one and a half. November at 850, down three and down five. The soybean meal for March, 283.20 on the open, down 30, down 170 on the last trade. And soybean oil opened at 31.11, down four on the open, down 15 on the last trade. And Ed Dudden joins us now from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Jay.
What are you seeing those numbers and trends?
Well, what we see, unfortunately, is what you were reading in all of the closes from yesterday and overnight. It's just not pretty in the grain market right now. You know, point to your reasons. We had a big sell-off in soybeans led by improved weather in Argentina. But really the big thing is economy. You know, the U.S. dollar hit two-month highs against the euro yesterday. pressuring things. It just was kind of a jump on the bandwagon, let's all go. The CRB was down almost 5%. Funds were big sellers across the board. Let's hope for a little stability and maybe that infamous dead cat bounce today. But bottom line, Jay, it doesn't look like there's some real good news for the grain market in the near term.
What kind of strategies, then, are you recommending?
Well, it's awful hard to make sales after big moves down, especially, Jay, in the new crop, when you're looking at selling right now, specifically in the corn market, at what would be a loss position versus these guys' input costs. So if we see a little bit more weakness, we might find that as an opportunity to maybe buy some courage calls to give you a chance to sell the next decent rally, whether it comes from a bullish acreage report in March, whether it comes from weather problems during planting season, acreage battle, what it might be. Statistics show that the market gives us a chance to sell the January highs in corn and beans many times, well, at least once, but many times over the last 20 years, and just be ready to sell that if that comes true again.
All right, so your calls for today?
Calls would be maybe 2 to 4 lower soybeans, maybe not quite as bad as the overnight, but close to it. 1 to 2 lower corn. Hope that stability in the stock market can bring us higher at some point. Don't look for as bad of a day today as we had yesterday.
All right, Ed, thank you very much.
You bet. Thanks, Jay.
That's Ed Dunn from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. The Dow Industrial's down 15 now at 75.37. The NASDAQ down 232 to 1468.5. The S&P 500 down about 1.5 at 787.5. And you're listening to WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We're a listener-supported broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. We'll have the opening market report coming up at 9:50 this morning. BBC News now.